I like to say yes to everything. Yes to everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I like to say yes to everything. Is it easy to say yes to everything? Well, truly it is. For we're the creators of our world, and everything that comes into our world, we have created. Everything that happens in our world, we have created. Everything that we experience, we have brought forth because we said yes. We said yes to a beautiful day. We said yes to lovely friends in our world. We say yes to grand experiences in our world. But what about those things where we don't want them and where they're a no? Well, we say yes to them too, because we have created them in our mind. We have created them in our experience. We see an auto accident and we say, oh dear, there's an auto accident. And we are saying yes to it. We have just as right, just as much possibility of saying to that auto accident, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. We don't need to believe in the appearance of the auto accident. We don't need to believe in the appearance of anything that's negative. We put the positive cause in motion every single moment of our day, of our life, by our choice. Now, what positive motion do you want about anything that you see? If you see something that might be taken as a negative experience, and you say all is in divine order, then you have made a positive experience out of it. You have changed it in your mind, and you've changed it in actuality from a negative experience to a positive experience. And when you say all is in divine order, you are not giving it power to be negative, you're giving it power to be positive. You're giving it power to be the expression of something good and beautiful in your life. Now, what do you want to have in your life? What things are you concentrating on? What things are you giving power to exist, power to be, power to express? What are you giving that power to? Now, you have as much choice of saying all is in divine order as you do in saying, oh God, what's going to go on? It's terrible. You have as much power to say either one, whichever is your choice. And if you're going to say empower the negative, well then, that negative is what you're going to experience. If you're going to empower the positive, then the positive is what you're going to experience. But I can hear you now. I can hear you saying, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. Hey, it's not easy to empower the positive, and it's not easy to empower the negative. Both are just habits. And when we have the habit of always empowering things to be positive, then we have developed a habit, and it's easy as can be. But when we have empowered things by our experience to be negative, when we say, oh, it's terrible, then that is what we build up in our consciousness, that is what we build up in our experience, that is what we always will continue to have. Life gives us exactly what we expect of it. Life gives us exactly who we are. Why is it some people go through life with many happy experiences, many wonderful experiences? They have healthy bodies, they have healthy minds, they have healthy attitudes, they have wonderful friends, they have good experiences in their life. Why? Because they empower the positive. It's as simple as that, truly. Well, they were born that way. They empowered that from the very beginning. They are lucky. Luck had nothing to do with it. It's choice. It's what they chose to empower. It's what they chose to say, I like. It's what they chose to say, oh, what a wonderful day. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Now, you know, many people sing just the opposite. They tell how dreadful the day is and how terrible the weather is and how unhappy they are. And lo and behold, they have many, many reasons to be unhappy, because they just sort of bring all those things to bear in their life. Now we talk about people who are having sicknesses and we say, well, surely it's not all their fault. Oh, yes, it is. 100% their fault. They have the opportunity to change their attitude from the attitude of sickness to the attitude of wholeness if they choose to. Now, it might seem a little bit silly because they're saying they're whole and perfect while they're experiencing something that's not whole and perfect. But as they persist in holding on to the attitude of being whole and perfect, that wholeness and perfection demonstrates itself in their life. As they are persistent in holding on to the health and being in perfect divine order, then that's exactly what they experience. But they won't experience that if they are falling off the boat, if they're falling off the wagon and saying that the appearances are real, the appearances are real. Well, the appearances are ever-changing. And it's up to us to decide what change that's going to be. What change is that experience going to be in your life and in my life? What attitude do we want to have in our life? Do we want to be like the happy, successful, wonderfully healthy, dynamic people? Do we want to be like the people who are delightful and charming and wonderful in every possible way? Or do we want to be like the people who are having problems? The people who don't know beans about Shinola and they don't know what to do because they don't have the decision to be happy, be joyous, be filled with love, be filled with peace, be filled with power. It's just a matter of our choice. If we talk about limitation, we have limitation. We at the University of Healing here are constantly saying, we have so many wonderful students. We have so many wonderful students, and these students are all abundant students. And they send in their tuition, and they send in their love offerings so generously, so wonderfully. And we have many other sources where people love to donate to the university, to the Church of God Unlimited. People love to support this operation, because this operation is such a beautiful, meaningful thing to them. It is such a good image in the world. It helps people to think right and to act right and to do right things at all times. And that's really all that matters. Doing right things, acting right things, and having right things all the time in their world. It's just a matter of, what are you putting in motion? What do you want for yourself? What do you want to experience for yourself? We have 104 acres here. We don't need 104 acres. We don't need any space at all. But we have it. And it's a beautiful 104 acres. It's off in the back end of the Bar Valley Road, way away from all activities. People come onto the property and they say, what wonderful peace is here. Well, that's the peace that we choose to have here. People say, oh, what a gentleness is here. And we say, yes, that's what we choose to have here. Oh, everything is so glorious. You have all these houses and you have all of these facilities and stuff like that. How fantastic. Yes, that's what we choose to have. Now, do we ever think we don't have it? Do we ever think it's not necessary? We have all this miles of meditation paths, and as we walk these meditation paths, we feel so relaxed and peaceful. Is that a wonderful thing? Well, sure it is. Do we need it? No. Do we enjoy it? Yes. Where does all this come from? It all comes from the thought. All comes from our desire. All comes from our choice. We chose to have this land. We chose to have the surrounding land. We chose to have wonderful houses here. We chose to have wonderful people here. We chose this to be the absolute monastery, where everyone who comes here comes because they want to find their spiritual path, and they're looking for the divine within themselves, and they're finding it, and they're at peace. They're not looking outward for one tiny little thing. They're not looking outward for one tiny little pleasure. They don't need to go someplace to do something. They don't need to take trips. They don't need to meet people. They don't have to have other people in their life. There's always people in their life whenever they choose to have it, but they want to learn the greatest gift that is available to anyone in the universe, and that is to like yourself, be yourself, and have fun. Like yourself, be yourself, and have fun. Be yourself. And as we are ourselves, then we begin to realize that we have everything we could ever want, because we are the source and we are the expression. We are the source and we are the revelation. We are the source revealed. And it's a wonderful, joyous, and satisfying thing. This is something that all of us can enjoy. We can enjoy living right now in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We can enjoy living in the fulfillment of every good thing right now. We have no needs, no wants, no desires, because we are turning our attention to the realization that we are the allness. And as we are the allness, we have everything. As we are the allness, we experience everything. And as we are the allness, we have no desire for anything else. We have no desire to do anything. When we are so fulfilled within ourselves, when we say, I am whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am ideal right now in every way, shape, and manner. As we say these things, as we think these things, as we live these things, life is really exciting. This is a choice that we each make. Are you making this choice for yourself today? I know I am. And I am so blessed. I am so blessed because I am peace. I am the allness. I am that I am. Join with me. It's a wonderful experience. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.